for the love of Earth and all her creatures. There are those among us who will never give up, no matter what Bush, the Board of Trade, the Federal City Council throws at us. I've been places at night can almost see elves passing. But I swear, if you wear a badge, you shall never see an elf, no matter how hard you may look. Well, today is the 12th of June, the International Day of Solidarity with Free, also known as Jeffrey Lurie. Free is serving 23 years in prison for burning unoccupied SUVs in Oregon, in the same court, in the same state. Had he raped somebody, he would have only gotten 8 years. Had he bombed an abortion clinic, he would have gotten only 5 years. Had he been the freeper that burned Miss Concepcion's tent, he wouldn't have gotten anything. And here he is, serving 23 years for defending our precious Earth from those who would destroy it utterly. Today, action is taking place around the globe to remind people of this case and to punish those responsible for it. The FBI has issued a bulletin warning vivisection laboratories. Huntington Life Sciences customers, I assume, would be included, like Sumitomo down at 800 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. They're warning SUV dealers like Capital Hummer out in PG County to beware of counterstrikes from the Earth Liberation Front. That's right, they fear that the vengeance of the elves shall be upon them for what they have done to Free. And let me tell you something. I think it would be great if tomorrow at Capital Hummer they were trying to sell somebody a great fat Humvee like the ones that get destroyed in Baghdad, and they found that those who love Mother Earth had locked themselves in lock boxes to the axles front and rear so they couldn't take it off a lot. It'd be kind of hard to sell a Hummer with protesters locked to the axles. You know what? In fact, with this FBI bulletin, the Hummer dealers, the animal torturers, and other enemies of our Earth are shitting in their pants like a convoy under RPG fire in the streets of Iraq. Bring it on!